is that a rocking chair behind you, or just a?
It is a rocking chair.
Oh?
Why are you sitting in a rocking chair? Yeah, exactly.
Is it loud? Don't want you sitting in. Don't let him sit in it.
Does it make a noise on the podcast?
It's entirely silent.
That's good then.
I think that sounds very rocking to me. Seeing you rocking though would put me off.
It's got quite a Val Doonican vibe look to you, so you have to sing Paddy McGinty's Goat or something.
One 1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 661. Sketch 1,065. The Fabulous Four.
Welcome to our podcast. You are very welcome. Today there is a sketch. Every day there is a sketch. Have we had a day yet where we've not done a sketch? Is that going to be day 1,000? We're just going, we tricked you. 999. Unlucky.
That would seem churlish.
Yeah, true. We could do 1,001 days just to really mess with the format. No, there is a sketch today and there is a sketch every day. This is a 1, 2, 3. Well,
which is it? A1 or A2 or A3?
What are you talking about?
On a screen, so it's potential for any of them.
It's hard to work out.
What are you talking about now?
You said it's A1, 2.
Oh, I'm getting it. Yeah, let me finish a sentence.
Is it A123?
Three hander, that's where I'm going.
With bonus voices.
With bonus Liverpudlian voices. They're all Scousers. One from Birmingham.
They're all Scousers.
The Beatles are definitely from Liverpool.
I know they're from Liverpool. I was just checking they were famously all from Liverpool. Yeah, I know, but I was just checking they were all from Liverpool.
Okay. One of them's Dutch, don't you remember?
Right. This is why I ask. Because doesn't one of them talk like that? Isn't that like one of them talks with a slightly Brummy accent? Who's the one that does the voice of the train conductor? I want to say Paddington, but that's not what I mean.
Ringo Starr.
I'm having a breakdown.
Do you think Ringo Starr is a Brummy?
When he does the voice of Thomas the Tank Engine, that's what I'm thinking of.
There you
sounds
go.
Brummy.
Doesn't, no.
Sounds Scousing.
I mean, this is proof, if we needed it, that you can't tell the North from the Midlands.
Fine. It's all right. It's all right. It's fine. I'm from the Northwest. It's fine to question these things. I've been...
near Liverpool at least once.
I was going to say, to the Cavern, but is that what it's called?
The Cavern is a club, yes.
Yes, I've been there. Fine. I'm officially more in tune with the Beatles than any of the rest of you.
Are you assuming we haven't?
Have you been to the Cavern Club?
No.
Well, there we go.
But nor have you, because it's in a different location to where it was.
Because it was in the tunnels.
So, hang on. I'm from the Northwest. Yeah. Where's Liverpool?
The Northwest?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fine for me to question the Beatles, because I'm from the area.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. All right, fine.
Right.
It makes more sense than claiming that Liverpool's in the northeast, which is what I thought you were doing.
I was going to say, have we ruined this sketch by talking about the Beatles? But then I realised the first line is, the Beatles are here. So we're fine. We're fine.
I think we'll get away with it.
We're safe.
We're fine.
Okay, we've had the Beatles done. I will do PA. Al, do you want to do EMI executive?
Okay.
Or no? No?
You're casting. Happy to go with it.
Oh, would you think it's better for someone else?
No. Carry on.
Fine. Alistair, EMI executive, plus including in the disgruntled Beatles noises. Oh, is it because you wanted to do Paul?
Maybe.
Yeah, you can do Paul. All right, Rich, you do the EMI executive.
I don't have to.
You can do Paul.
I don't think I can do a good Paul. Yeah, I haven't got a very good Norwegian accent, so.
Tui, can you join in general Scouseness or Brumminess, as it's not known?
Yeah, and you can as well, Laura.
I can do a Scouse accent. I imagine I can do the best Scouse accent of all of us.
but you haven't got to do a Scouts accent. You've got to do We Sound Like Weird Little Beatles accent.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll see how it pans out. The Beatles are here.
Show them in. Ah, thanks for coming to see me, the Beatles. Now, we here at EMI are absolutely delighted with the sale of your last album, The Beatles.
That's the white album.
Yes, the cover of the album is white, but it's called The Beatles. It's been the best-selling The Beatles album since With The Beatles, Meet The Beatles and The Beatles For Sale. And we here at EMI think we've spotted what's really driving this popularity. You see, when the title of the album also has the band's name in it, then the public know they're getting a The Beatles album. And it's with that in mind that I wanted to talk to you about this album titles you've submitted to us for the next three releases. So, this one, Abbey Road. Okay, it's the recording studio, but will your fans connect that with The Beatles? We're suggesting just a small change, and hear me out. Abbey-tles Road. A Beatles Road. Yeah? Like that. Like that? No. Sorry. Like that?
No, sounds rubbish. No.
Okay, so next up, Let It Be. I think you've got an idea of where we want to go with this one. Let It Be, Tools. Let It Be, Tools. See?
What's he talking about, Paul? No.
And this last one, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I mean, that's just willfully confusing, isn't it? I mean, not having the Beatles in the title of a The Beatles album is one thing, but having a different band that isn't the Beatles in the name of a The Beatles album, well, I'm sure you're ahead of me. So we're suggesting, instead, how about you call it John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison and Ringo Starr's band, The Beatles? Yes, Paul, you have something to say?
Now look here, we're not going to change our albums because of EMI. We need to be free to make our own artistic choices.
Yeah, you're right there, Paul.
You sound a bit odd, Paul. You got a cold or something? Anyway, I think you're wrong on this one, Paul. Also, the first track has got that Pepper person in it as well, so we thought you'd best change that to The Band That's Called The Beatles Is Our Band. Still scans. And then, I guess, while we're at it, it could do no harm to adjust the other titles. With a little help from the Beatles in the Sky Being Beatles, Getting Beatler...
That's a load of rubbish, and you can stuff it.
Yeah, you can stuff it.
You're making a big mistake here, the Beatles. But at the end of the day, I can't tell you what to do. Thanks for coming in, the Beatles. Well, you know what we've got to do now, don't you?
What's that?
We've got to kill Paul and get a new lookalike version.
But what if the rest of the Beatles use subtle and subliminal messaging in their album artwork, lyrics and studio techniques to alert the world to what we've done?
Oh yes, good point. That's exactly the kind of the Beatles behaviour they get up to. Any other ideas?
Do you think you could convince Ringo to change his surname to Kite?
I like your style. Now, who's my next appointment?
Yes, Roger Daltrey's waiting outside.
Well, the important question is whether we can get him to change his name to Tommy and go on first base.
Hey.
Dr. John Jenkins wrote draft one of that sketch. The third one he's done.
Thank you, John. Does John listen to this?
He's only ever listened to one, and that was last time I told him his sketch was on.
Yes.
To my knowledge, but, you know.
Well, welcome back, John, to listen to your second sketch.
I mean, I did, like, literally happen to meet him
that
day.
We love you, John.
Not going to happen again, is it?
We do love you, John.
I think this is his third released
episode. His third episode one, yeah.
That we've recorded.
Jeopardy.
So, yes.
Helping us to get to our 1,000. Or was it
the
John?
Three by John and the one by Vince.
Vince did more than one.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
Vince.
Vince did the
bunch. Apologies. Retracted.
There you go. That's,
I love
that's
you, Vince.
The Beatles sketch. Much harder to read out loud than it was to write down, I suspect.
Mm. Yes.
Bye bye.
Sunshine. Boobadoo. 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall, Simon Tui and Laura Taylor. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.